Our reading today is from the New Testament and includes Mary's song. From the Gospels, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 55, pages 1588 through 1589 in the red Bibles in your pew. Again, verses or pages 1588 through 1589. We will read, we will hear, let us listen, because God is still speaking. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." The following verses 45, 46 through 55 are designated in our Bibles as Mary's song. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down the rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Stir us to extend ourselves beyond what we thought possible. Show us that, like Mary, we need not fear, for you are with us. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. Your presence here means that you want to be here and probably realize that church community, this congregational community, is a safe place to be vulnerable, to recharge, refocus, and keep moving forward faithfully with God. We may all be looking for that today after the events of this past week. From our scripture verse today, blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Theologians and historians have told us that Mary was a young teenager at the time of Jesus' birth. Her faith, her trust in God, allowed her to believe that God was speaking, inspired her to take God at their word and move forward with God's will for her. In moving forward on this path God laid before her, this ministry, a lifelong journey with Jesus, she not only saved herself, she saved the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. What about us? As individuals, our ministries, as congregation, our path. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent. During each Advent Sunday, hope, peace, love, and today, joy, you have been asked to think about and answer questions regarding our Advent theme, birth, addition to the family. And here we are at the last Sunday of Advent, and now it is time to think about moving, taking action. There were some suggestions left in the large glass container in the back of the, large is a relative term, in the back of the pew there, about things people would like to see start again here at church. I'm leaving the glass container in the back middle pew along with some pens and paper, as you all probably noticed me setting out this morning in the pews, for you to utilize if you want and place in that container. These items will remain out until the board meeting in January, as things that we say out loud here during these interactive messages we've been having, as well as anything written down, will be taken to the board to review. First, we talked about discerning our why for this congregation and, of course, ourselves. For example, mission statement, congregational values, what we as individuals feel that God is calling us to do. Second Sunday, we brought up our what. What needs to change? What do we need to do to allow our why? For example, get more education if we need to appropriately to follow God's call. Here at church, add programs, make physical adjustments to the building, doing outreach. The third week of Advent was about how. What resources are needed to facilitate the why and the what? For example, going back to education, financing. Here in the congregation, financing. People, resources, staff. Which brings us today, to today, moving forward. As I stated just a few moments ago, anything that we receive we'll take to the board meeting. Also, anything we say here, there's always board members here in the congregation at every Sunday, so that will also reach their ears. I also will be bringing my own thoughts or ideas about our congregational discernment that I've thought of or presented this Advent season. That's how I'm going to be moving with Mary's song. How are you going to move forward? Are there any thoughts you want to voice now or write down? I'd like you to think about what invokes passion in you, either towards an individual calling or individual ministry, because we minister every day. We say hi or thank you or give a smile. God bless you. We minister to each other every day. But what invokes passion in you regarding ministry, regarding our congregation? Could it inspire you to volunteer to facilitate a program you would like to see here at church. For example, being the lead of the Bible study or a church book discussion book club group. Joining some other organization outside of church that gives you an outlet to put your passion into your mission, into your calling. To move, we have to take those first few initial steps. We have to start. Whether individually moving towards your calling from God or as a congregation, we can take those steps together, supporting each other, keeping each other in our prayers as we keep the world in our prayers. But we are a community of God, whether we're in this building or outside the doors. So let's move as community.